Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Crossville Tile. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you at NeoCon this year?
Yeah, I'm good, and it's good to see you here at NeoCon. You know, a lot of people may not remember that you were probably one of the first ceramic tile companies to come to NeoCon, and a lot of competitors have followed you here, haven't they?
That's true. There's a lot of different companies here. There's actually several of our competitors here on the floor. It's fascinating to see what differentiates each of the companies, each of the brands in the marketplace.
A lot of them are on 7. You choose to be up here on 8, and you've got a beautiful spot here by these elevators. I come in your space today, and I see that you've kind of changed your tagline. It says Colorfully Crossville. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
That's right. We started out and really made a name for ourselves with these big, bold color lines like you see in Cross Colors, you saw in Color Blocks. And it's been a while since we've done that in porcelain. And so this year we found the perfect line. It's called Argent, and it's made in Tennessee. And it's 20 colors. 12 of them are bold and bright. They're inspired by different American landscapes and as well as trend colors. Barbara Schirmeister did an amazing job working with us to develop this line.
You know, you've always been known as a company that focuses on the contract side of the business. And designers like to have a lot of options in their palette, don't they? And so you're giving them color. You've been known for color in the past. You had Color Blocks and a couple other series where you've offered them color. Is this a statement about where the economy's headed?
I think it is. Consumer confidence is up. The stock market is up. People are feeling either more positive or simply tired of being a little oppressed by the neutral color palette that we've seen. But I think also it's an indication of some tasks that designers are now being charged with to help their clients further develop their brand, bring their branding into the spaces. And without color that reflects brands, reflects logos, reflects products, it's very difficult to do this. So it's also an indication of where the design world is headed as far as having more universal teams work on projects and being able to give them the tools that they need to effectively do that.
Now, one thing I noticed about this series called Argent is you have a honed look on certain ones of these. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Right. The 12 by 24s come standard in all 20 colors with a honed finish. And it's really beautiful. It gives it a great sheen, but maintains a high coefficient of friction. So great for commercial uses. And it interplays beautifully with the unpolished colors to give some different definition and pattern, but still be very monochromatic in a space.
All right, so we're at the first day of the show. I know you come here to visit with A&D. Have you had some good traffic from the A&D folks so far?
We have, and what I'm really loving is that we're seeing people from all over. I've met with folks from Tennessee and from Alabama, as well as local designers here in the Chicago area, and I love the diversity of it, and I love the interplay that we've gotten with these people as they're working on their next projects.
Are there any sectors where you're seeing more business than you have in the past? Are any of the vertical sectors in the commercial market coming back faster than others?
Doing a lot of retail projects right now, including the automotive industry. That's something that we've had a good foothold in, and it continues to be very strong. And we continue to see an influx of shopping centers, and that work continues to come in, and we couldn't be more thrilled with it.
Okay. All right. So I also noticed we talked at the HD show recently about HydroTech, and I also noticed on the floor here you have laminin, and it's a little thicker material. So this is the first time we've seen laminin on the floor. Talk a minute about that.
Right. Well, when we launched 3 Plus, we were reluctant to put it on the floor, and there was a lot of conversation and a lot of buzz about that decision that we made. We were waiting to be able to launch a product that has a much higher breakage strength, which is what the TCNA is actually using as their guideline for thin tile on the floor. And so 5.6 does indeed have that, and it should be coming out in mid-August, 20 colors that complement the 3 Plus material, as well as a couple of new ones in there. Also on HydroTech, we have installed our line. We have done our first test runs. We're actually launching at the end of June, right around the corner. It is an additive product, so we don't have a HydroTech line per se, like some of our competitors have with their antimicrobial products. We can add HydroTech to most any of our tiles straight off the shelf, out of the box, and use it that way.
Okay. Well, Lindsay, I appreciate you spending time with us. Just wanted to stop by and see what you guys were talking about at NeoCon. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Crossville Tile at NeoCon 2013. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.